Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one from my book, The Age of the Customer. Have a great visit with our good friend Marcia Egan. She's helping us understand the difference between goal setting and New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions are fine for personal stuff, Marcia says, and I agree with her, but if you're gonna change things in your business, you need to use some things that have a little more mechanics and a little bit better expectations, where you break it down and are a little more specific about how you measure your performance with your goal setting, right, Marcia?
Exactly. And what you want to do is you want to describe what success will look like. So if something's happening, or if you achieve a certain goal, what will be happening? And that's one way to measure it.
Well, exactly. And what would it look like? And you might have to, the other thing about difference between goal setting and resolutions, if I set a resolution, that's kind of me, myself, and I, right? That's when I have something I want to accomplish, and I just sort of, I don't involve anybody else in it necessarily. But goal setting in a business, you probably want to bring some other folks into this, don't you?
Well, sure, sure. But I will tell you that a lot of very small business owners do the same thing personally and professionally. They kind of wish it. They say, gee, I'd like to have more sales this year,
mm-hmm.
rather than my goal is to reach 100,000 widgets by June.
Or how about this? I'm going to learn more this year about what my customers, assuring myself that I know what my customers want, not thinking that I know what they want.
Oh, exactly. And I love this topic because so many times, I mean, this happens in just about every organization that I ever get involved with. The people at the top think they know what their employees want.
Mm-hmm.
They think they know what their customers want, and sometimes they're right, but many times they're wrong. And it's just because they guess, and they don't even ask.
Well, it's not even what and beyond guessing, it's what they have decided that they would like if they were a customer, and that might not be the same thing.
Well, that's exactly right, and, that happens in communication too, Jim, where you communicate with people the way you would like to be communicated with,
mm-hmm.
rather than the way they need to be communicated
right.
with. And it happens so many times, especially in small business, but in large businesses too.
I'm running into business owners who don't like social media, but they don't realize that they will not be able to grow their business and build communities and grow their customer base without it. But they let their personal attitude towards social media affect how they are using it in their business, and that's a big mistake.
Oh, it's terrible. And I know you have an expert following me today, and what a great topic that is. But you're absolutely right, and that's called being resistive to change, and I might say kind of stupid.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's a death wish, isn't it?
Well, it could be.
I tell people that resisting social media as a method, not a way of life, but as a form of reaching customers, connecting with them, and building relationships with them, rejecting that is like saying 100 years ago, I don't think that telephone thing's going to catch on.
That's exactly right. It's here. It's fast. Your customers are using it. So if you don't want to get involved in it, then you're the fool.
That's what you have to say. This is how you break down goal setting so that you don't just start out with what your object is. you break it down so that the object is constructed out of pieces of things that you haven't, you aren't doing or don't know how to do.
Yeah, and a good example would be for someone who is resistive to this, I will establish a social media plan for my business by March 1st of 2015.
Right.
And then you have the sub-goals. What do I need to learn on how to do it?
Who can I find to help me do this?
Exactly, exactly. It doesn't mean you have to do it all yourself. Mm-hmm. It's another challenge with so many small business owners. They think they have to do it all themselves.
No, there's no question about it. I want you to repeat those five things you mentioned a minute ago. I think this is really important, folks, for you guys to get. She talked about this, Marcia did, about in the previous segment. Tell them to us again.
Goals need to be SMART. It's spelled S-M-A-R-T. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound.
Specific, measurable.
Measurable. Attainable, realistic, and time-bound.
There you go. So, folks, okay. I hope you write all that down. We're going to have that on the test a little bit later on. And it will not be multiple choice, folks. It'll be fill in the blank. So, hey, Marcia, I need your website again, please.
MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.com.
And you're sounding better every minute, Marcia. So, thank you for being here. Hey, let's have a good 2015 together. What do you think?
I think that's a great plan.
All right. Marcia, thanks for being here. Okay. You're a real trooper,
right.
And we appreciate you.
Oh, thanks.
Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Marcia joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.